We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Lauren Robinson, Sports Radio 101.9 FM, the fan, WFAN.
Welcome to the program. I'm Lori Rubenson, talking sports, having fun with you here on The Fan at 888-808-1019. Or you can hit me up on Twitter on X at L Rubenson. I'll read those comments as well. You got Connor Green, Mr. Connor Green behind the glass. He's producing tonight on your calls. Peter Schwartz on the updates. And we got 4 big hours. You, me, the phones, as well as I've got a couple of good guests for you. We've got Will Salmon from The Athletic on the Mets, and then Brendan Cuddy from The Athletic on the Yankees. So a lot of Athletic beat writers tonight as we get out of the All-Star break, head into all-important push before the trade deadline, 11 days before the trade deadline. And feels like every day you can make a case for the Yankees or the Mets on what the top priority is. And you can argue it. Is it a starting pitcher? Is it a bat for the Yankees? Is it a third baseman? Or is it for both teams? When it comes down to it, it's just bullpen. Both teams, desperate need of bullpen. Because how confident are you? How many guys in either team's bullpens? Where's your line of trust? Can't be that deep. Can't be that comfortable. Toss out some questions for you to call in on, respond. I'll say Mets fans, obviously, Saturday in so many ways a terrific day with retiring David Wright's number, and SNY did an amazing job with the documentary. The Mets did a terrific job with the celebration, and then that's ownership, and did a great job with the celebration, but the team itself then sucked it up on the field and played a couple of very lethargic baseball games coming out of the All-Star break. And today was important. I thought today was important. You know, every game you can say, whatever. It's 162 games. It's a 6-month season. Today was important for both the Mets and the Yankees. For the Yankees, they take 2 out of 3. That was important. Win a series. Have a little momentum. Validate the feelings coming off of yesterday, which the latest candidate, Saturday, incredible comeback by the Yankees. Anthony Volpe hits 2 home runs and the grand slam, and they win it 12-9. And with that, if they had turned around and lost today, the Yankees, and now they lose the series against the Braves, and now they're losing heading up into Toronto, very different feeling. Today was important. Today was important. Important to the Yankees. Marcus Stroman doing something, this version of Stroman, I don't know, throwback Thursday or something on a Sunday. I didn't expect him to be able to do that. Pitched as well, six innings, saving the bullpen, only giving up the one run on what is still a good Braves lineup. And then you have the Mets today, important, because the fans are getting, look, I get it. Coming into today, the Mets' record in the last 30 games, 10-20. So all the feel-good vibes of David Wright Day flushed into Flushing Bay and fans booing when you're 10-20 in the last 30 games, second worst team in the league, ahead of only the Washington Nationals over that span, Mets have been a bad baseball team. And not just for a week, not just for, oh, it's a bad 2 weeks. It's a bad 30 games. And at a certain point, you are who your overall record for the season says you are, sure. But on the other hand, you're also, you are who the last 30 games say you are. And that's really the question. I'll put that out to you too. Who are the New York Mets? Are they the team? I mean, obviously the answer is both. But moving forward now, how do you feel about the New York Mets? On the one hand, everything is in front of them. You know, if I had told you that here we are coming out of the All-Star break, and yes, they're limping. They're 4-6 in their last 10. They're, you know, they were 10-20 coming into today in their last 30. But on the other hand, they're a half game out of first place in the division. They've been playing like crap for the last month. And yet, they're still half a game behind the Phillies. And they do have Sean Manaea back. And they do have Kodai Senga back. And they do have David Peterson. Yes, it was as a fill-in, but David Peterson, all-star pitcher. David Peterson, who has become, I mean, he's the workhorse. He's the guy you can rely on. The guy who goes deep into games, top five in the National League in terms of innings per start. The guy you can depend on to go out there. And even today, it didn't seem like he had his best stuff. First inning does not go well. Acuna a little shaky on some throws, and Vientos playing first base for Pete Alonso. For everybody who was thinking, well, if the Mets move on from Pete, whether that's this year, you know, we're thinking they wouldn't re-sign him, or for next season, that, oh, the Mets can move on from Pete Alonso. Well, be careful before you just toss Vientos over there and think that first base is so easy. I know Pete's throws can sometimes be a bit of an adventure. But he has become outstanding at scooping the baseball, at making all those infielders look good on throws that are all over the place. And we saw today, right away in the first inning, the combination of Acuna and Vientos and an unearned run. And poor David Peterson, who's out there having to throw more pitches, working harder, and giving up an unearned run. And then, even with all of that, settles down and gives you the six innings. And gives the team a chance to win a lead to protect that then goes awry with the bullpen. And ultimately, the Mets come back, score a run to go ahead in the eighth, and then, lo and behold, Ryan Stanek locks it down in the ninth. And I'll ask you another question for Mets fans. Juan Soto, And we all know what he is with, you know, a bat in his hands. He's one of the best hitters in the league. But he came to the Mets, and the conventional wisdom is that he's not a good fielder and he's not a good base runner. I'm not going to in any way, shape, or form argue the point about him being a good fielder. He's not. If he wants to keep working on it and working on his throws and somehow, I don't know, at least improving, you know, aspects of his defense, great. I look forward to that. I will welcome watching that. But he's still, you watch the routes he takes to the baseball. He's not natural out there fielding. But this season, watching him as a base runner, and I know the narrative, the discussion is always that he doesn't hustle or he doesn't run things out or, you know, criticize his base running or whatever. But he's already got 12 stolen bases on the season. I think that I'll look it up, but I'm pretty sure that ties his season, you know, his previous season high, you know, for an entire season, and here we are in July. And he doesn't get caught. He's always successful. You would think at this point that teams would be onto him with the walking lead, and he gets the walking lead, and once he does, that's it. You know, that's that walking lead, and he's gone. But credit to Juan Soto for not just then that, but he's also, you know, you look at the game, and the Mets can put on a contact play for that pivotal run, that go-ahead run in the eighth inning that was the winning run in this game. Soto at third, Luis Torrens at the plate, and you can put the contact play on and say, yeah, he's running on contact, but the ball was hit sharply to the second baseman. And it's not a perfect throw. It bounces. It's a one-hopper to the catcher, but it is accurate online. And Juan Soto clearly, comfortably beats that throw with the contact play on a ball hit sharply because he got a good lead. He read the play, got a walking lead into it, so that by the time the contact is made, he's pretty far up the line. That is a good baseball play there. Good base running. And if you look let's just use FanGraphs if we want to use metrics. So the eye test tells you, and you know, steals and things like that, that Juan Soto is a decent base runner this season. Well, if you want to use metrics and you go to FanGraphs and use their BSR, base running metric, that is their all-encompassing, put-it-all-together base running stat, Juan Soto is an above-average base runner. 0.6. Zero is average. Across the entire league, how's everybody doing? Zero would be average. That's an average player. Anything above that is above average. Right now, so far this season, Juan Soto, everybody always complains, above average base runner so far this season. So maybe, interesting aspect of his game. All right. But the David Wright thing, sorry, I want to get back to that because the question I had was an interesting one that I want to put to you. And it's this. First of all, what should be the standard for when a team retires a player's number? What should be the standard? What are the rules governing that? Obviously, they're informal. They're in our consciousness. There's nothing written in stone. Teams decide it. And I actually think they are different and should be different they should be different in my mind for the Yankees and the Mets. And I'll tell you what my rules are for when a player's number should be retired. But I'm curious what you think, and when's the next player who should have their number retired? I mean, Mets just did it, so it was sparking all kinds of debate. Who should be the next Met to get their number retired? Should it be a Gary Carter? Obviously, it was the Mets don't win the World Series without Gary Carter on the one hand. He's also a Hall of Famer on the one hand. But on the other hand, he goes into the Hall of Fame with a Montreal Expos cap on and played more years of his career with the Expos. So, should it be Gary Carter, number 8? Should it be Carter? Or, I saw some people suggesting, should it be Carlos Beltran? Beltran played for a whole bunch of teams. Obviously, the Mets, one of them. They never win the World Series while he's there. I know a lot of Mets fans, the numbers, obviously, he's one of the best position players in franchise history. But he wasn't homegrown. And they never make it to the World Series. Is that enough to retire the number for Beltran? Or is the next Mets player that gets his number retired probably playing for the team right now? Is it more likely to be somebody like a Francisco Lindor or a Juan Soto? Or maybe a Pete Alonso?
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Lonzo, is it more likely to be one of those players? What's the criteria? What should it be for retiring a player's number? 888-808-1019. By the way, you can also hit me up on X on Twitter for that one. It got me thinking when I saw the banter back and forth and all of that. And I'll tell you and share with you now my standard and some of the criteria and how I look at it. First of all, I actually do think there, and Mets fans, you're going to hate me for saying, well, I hope you don't hate me. You'll probably hate me saying this. Not me personally, but hate me saying this. But I do actually think there should be a higher bar, a higher standard to retire a number with the New York Yankees than the New York Mets or, frankly, just about any other team in baseball. Maybe the Dodgers. Yeah, I mean, you can make some cases or something. But in particular, the Yankees, when you are the franchise of Babe Ruth, Lou Gehrig, DiMaggio, Mantle, when that's what we're talking about with the Yankees, the kind of player that you've retired their number, Yogi Berra, you know, you've retired those numbers, then yes, you retire numbers like Mariano Rivera and Derek Jeter. And why? To me, the Yankee standard should be actually pretty simple, which is this player a Hall of Famer? And I don't mean you put the player in your, like the Mets have the Mets Hall of Fame. I'm not talking about that, not the team Hall of Fame, the Mets Hall of Fame or something like that. I'm talking about Cooperstown. If a player is in Cooperstown, and in Cooperstown with a Yankee hat on, or the, you know, the lion's share, what we know that player for the majority of their career, a significant portion of their career was as a Yankee, and they're a Hall of Famer, great, retire the number. That's it. Simple test to me for the Yankees. I don't, you know, if it's the Mets, on the other hand, and other teams, by the way, not just the Mets. For the Mets and other teams, I don't think, you know, you're not the franchise of Babe Ruth, Lou Gehrig, DiMaggio, Mantle. You're not that. Berra, you're not that. That is where the 27 championships and all of that come into play. Retire to the standard of the Hall of Fame. For the Mets, to me, the standard should be, you ask yourself, a player needs to fall into one of these categories. Number one, the Hall of Famer, by the way, that's an easy one. If it's a, you know, and Tom Seaver, Mike Piazza, obviously, they hold up to that standard. Seaver, Piazza, boom. You want, you know, great. Hall of Famer, thought of, you know, Mets cap Hall of Famer, thought of, or at least, you know, in the case of Piazza, it could have been Dodgers. You know, it's Dodgers and Mets. But a good chunk of that Hall of Fame career and prime played with the Mets and goes to the Hall of Fame. Okay, so those two, they hit that. The next part of the test, I think, is, was the player a key part of a World Series team? Who is also like a homegrown type player, a homegrown player who is a key part of a World Series team? And that's where you get your Doc Gooden, your Daryl Strawberry, your, you know, a Jerry Kuzman. You get those sort of players that you can put into your Hall of Fame. You can retire. You can put anybody into your team Hall of Fame. That you can retire a number. Now, here's where it gets interesting to me. And this is where it's debatable for the Keith Hernandez, in my opinion, Keith Hernandez. And I was happy they put Keith Hernandez. I mean, that they retired his number. But, you know, for Keith, he played a key part on a World Series team, check. Significant part of his career was played with the Mets, but he won his MVP with the Cardinals. So very significant part. He's in the Cardinals team Hall of Fame. He's a big part of Cardinals history. If it was just based on playing career, I mean, yeah, you could retire Keith's number, but I think the fact that he has been with the team and a broadcaster for now, you know, two decades, I think he is now more associated with the Mets than he is with the Cardinals. And that sort of pushes, for me, Keith Hernandez over the top, which then leads to Gary Carter. Should his number be retired? And I'm on the fence. I mean, he meets the Cooperstown. He's in the Hall of Fame. It's just that he went in as, you know, with an Expos cap. He's most known for being a Montreal Expo. On the other hand, the Mets never win the World Series without him. So I could be convinced on Gary Carter. I'm on the fence. He's got two aspects, but I just think of him as more of a Montreal Expo. But you want to convince me that he meets two of my criteria, my criterion, and he should be then in the hall, and he should have his number retired. I could be convinced there. But I think for the Yankees, higher bar. And I realize that means that a lot of players that Yankee fans love, you know, the Paul O'Neills of the world, by my standard, yeah, sure, an equivalent player with the Mets and other franchises, you would retire the number. With the Yankees, I feel like it cheapens it, and there's already so many numbers retired, and you hold to a higher standard. 888-808-1019. All right, we're going to talk about the trade deadline. What is the biggest need for both teams? Any prospects that you think are untouchable, if any? And the importance we'll dive into, the games over the weekend, in particular the games today. And both Stroman, David Peterson. By the way, the Yankees getting a lot of good news on the pitching front. Max Fried on the blister, Cam Schlittler, all of that. So that's good news. Yankees rotation set for the big series against Toronto. Set the way you would pretty much, I think you feel good about it if you're the Yankees. You've got Rodon, Max Fried, and Cam Schlittler as your three pitchers for that series. That should be fun. And, you know, if you could set it up, I think you'd like to see that, and you take your chances. 888-808-1019. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.